Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so funny.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings at I-45 in Ritchie, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As I see the Bud Light girls are here and walking around. I see you walking around, and they've got some things that they can hook you up with as well. So come on out and have a good time. Shout out to Bud Light as well as Buffalo Wild Wings, who helped put this Thirsty Thursday together as we're out each and every week. If you heard the big voice guy, we're out here off Ritchie Road here at this Buffalo Wild Wings off 45. Come on out and hang out. Starting in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be hooking folks up with different prizes, Texas Star Grill Shop, and we've got a projector. You can win a projector coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. If you have not put your name in our raffle box, you may want to do that to give yourself a chance to win. All right, Clint, coming into this season, 713-572-4610, because I think a lot of people may have different opinions and thoughts on this. Coming into the season, it was clear the number one concern or biggest question, the thing that we were looking at, Clint, was offensive line. It is what killed them last year, and then they made the move. They moved on from Laremy Tunsil. They were going to move, you know, Titus Howard. They brought in Cam Robinson. They brought in Lincoln Tomlinson. They brought in Ed Ingram. They did a lot of different things. They drafted Ariante Ursary. They did a lot of different things. That was the number one thing we talked about in training camp. We talked about in preseason all the way up to this point. We're 5 games into the season, and now we are we're at the bye week and about to, after this week, start the next part of the season. 5 weeks into it, now that you've been able to watch this team, would you say that is still the number one question or concern with this team, or are there things now that have become more pressing than that? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in with your thoughts on this as well. Text in, is the offensive line still the biggest question or concern for you 5 weeks into this team?
No.
That's a good thing. That's a really good thing then.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great thing. I'm not worried about the offensive line. Are they going to have some struggles as we see better opponents? Absolutely. I'm not worried about Dalton Schultz, the tight end position. Do I think he's going to continue to move body the way that he's done the last 2 weeks? No, I don't. But I think there's a different approach. the running back position, feel better about it than I did when we first got started. I think Chubb's better than many expected, and I think Woody Marks has emerged sooner than expected. My main concern right now is the wide receiver position. I don't know if this team has enough firepower beyond Nico Collins. I don't know if you have enough, like right now, and serious question. I mean, take the fact that there's 20 Texans items hanging in your closet. Seriously, who do you trust in a big moment in the game, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, they press you across the board. Let's say they put a safety over the top of Nico, and Nico's not an option. Who do you trust is going to separate right now and make a play on 3rd and 5? Like, who do you feel good about going to? Like, that's my
in a passing game.
Yes.
Probably Woody Marks after Nico.
Yep. Yeah, a rookie running back. So, I mean, whether that's right or wrong is irrelevant. The point is you even go to a rookie running back that we've seen play, really one game at the NFL level. That's the biggest concern for me with the Texans right now. So that's really a plus. I mean, there were a lot of issues. Quarterback play was my number one concern. What is his? How did he approach offensive football? That seems to have been answered. The O-line and really the pass protection, not just the O-line as a whole, that has been answered. I think Nick Cayley's even shown some promise with what he's able to do over the last five quarters. And really, as I've said multiple times, I think it's more so over the last eight quarters, if we're being honest. CJ just missed a couple. I think there's been a lot of questions answered to where I'm not concerned. Am I real excited about any of it? No, but I'm not concerned about it. My concern right now is you're going to have no matter what brand of ball, like I said, the offensive line and the Nick Cayley, you know, not having experience. Like, I think CJ playing the brand of football, like, it helps all of that. Like, I don't know that.
See, I was going to say, Nick Cayley is still my number, is now my number one.
Yeah, no, even with that, it's a good call because I wasn't thinking about it from that perspective, but I'd still go wide receivers. Like, I mean, our pass catchers just in general.
Yep. People are texting in, Kirk and Hick and Hutch are stepping up.
They stepped up against Baltimore. But so did everybody else. So look, I hope I'm wrong. I think if Hutch had the level of separability that I've talked about, he wouldn't be a reserve wide receiver going into the season again every year. Like I think it has to be Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
But I mean, we need to see a healthy Christian Kirk that's not, you know, hampered by the hamstring or Father Time or whatever it may be. So. But that's you ask concern. That's really my only concern right now. I mean, my expectations aren't as high as they were before the season started. But I think right now where we sit, now it's likely to change. But right now where we sit, I think it's wide receiver. It's pass catcher ability to separate.
Yeah.
Opportunity for C.J. Stroud.
Again, as I said, I think I think it's a really good thing that yep. the offensive line. I'm with you. I would have Nick Cayley and secondary receivers probably above offensive line,
mm-hmm.
right? Like right now at this point. Now we'll see. It could change. I think I look at this group. One, they've settled on the five. It seems like that would have been different if we were still rocking this yep. rotation thing. But they've settled on the five, and I think that we have reached the point that we were talking about, and I know that I've said during the offseason, is can they just be average?
Yep.
Can they just, you know, be solid and almost like in baseball, make the plays that are there in front of you? Maybe they're not going to make it spectacular plays. You know, maybe they run into a Jeffrey Simmons and, you know, CJ and Nick are going to have to do things to counter that. Maybe when they run up against the Broncos, who lead the league in sacks, that they're going to have to do some things. But can you at least be solid, be average? And I think this group is building and working to that. And I think that's a big thing. I think people, it seems like a lot of people just disagree with us about the receiver thing with Noel and Higgins.
Well, look, I mean, it's not a popular opinion given that we just watched them. I mean, hell, you had two touchdowns from 19, one from Nico, one from 14. I mean, hell, if you take the penalties away, 88 caught a touchdown. I mean, it was like Oprah giving one to anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
You get a catch. You want a target? You got a target.
Davis will come and he'll throw you.
I mean, if you choose to look at that as if that's gonna travel to Seattle. I hope like hell you're right and I'm wrong because it's going to make for a great post-game show.
Text line said the interior defensive line, they still would look over the offensive line. I don't know.
Yeah, I think defensively I just trust D'Amico.
That's hard to roll through after the Derrick Henry game.
Well, I mean, look, we've seen D'Amico scheme up good defenses with reserve safeties and corners and nickels. Like of those five positions, we've seen him, last year, was it three or four of the five were out? Like we've seen him put a winning defense on the field, missing three or four starting DBs.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the adjustment that he made this week versus Baltimore, which was five down, I feel like if that game against Tampa would have been a little deeper in the season, we probably would have saw that early on to stop the run as well.
Yeah.
So I trust D'Amico for anything on the defense to really make me lose sleep, be honest with you.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, here on a Thirsty Thursday. Richey Road location, Buffalo Wild Wings. Make your way on out here. Tyler's going to laugh, but is Arch Manning getting too much blame right now for Texas and their offensive issues? Is he getting too much blame at this point? We'll discuss that coming up next.